So what happens when when people that are going through an awakening are they're basically there's many of their senses become enhanced. So meaning when you connect when you talk to a human being, like you're not just talking and shooting the shit and it's like, hey, how you doing? How's the weather? It is an exchange of being. It's that person's being, that person's story, what they've been through, what beliefs they have. In many ways, on all levels, are being communicated to you, and vice versa. And when you are in the presence of somebody who is a little, who isn't going through that transformation, or who isn't awakening or expanding, they will still feel it because this awakening, this transformation, this raising of vibration, this speeding up, this quickening, the Bible calls it a quickening. Isn't that interesting? It's called a quickening, speeding up a vibration. Speeding up of the rate of change, speeding up of the rate of transition, and in the world. So, I'm not Christian, but it's like the Bible has a lot of esoteric knowledge that that was put together and compiled together into one book, and much of it was canonized, aka corrupted by people with political agendas. So that's essentially what the Bible is. It's got a lot of truth in it. And it's also got it's also got a lot of lies in it, and you have to understand that a lot of it is real shit and a lot of it is bullshit. So you just gotta you gotta know what you're looking for. So that's no offense to anyone who's who is Christian. If you're secure in what you believe, then this shouldn't really bother you. But essentially, it enhances your senses. When you when you taste something, when you eat something, you really experience like yourself eating it. Or it's like I'm not saying that these are all like this isn't a checklist where it's like you're definitely going to experience all of these things, but your senses become heightened in a lot of ways. Your interaction with the world becomes heightened in a lot of ways. And what happens is your awareness turns inward a lot. Your awareness turns inward. So people that become anxious or people that are considered to be introverts, their awareness is very much turned inward. And the reason why they get energized from being alone is because that's where they feel like they're at home. Extroverts feel at home when their energy is going outward and they're looking at other people and having fun with other with other people like in a kind of like less limited way than an introvert.